Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Good evening from the Washi Auditorium. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a 2A boys first-round matchup as the host, Little Prexies, welcome the Elwood City Wolverines. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Jack Sacco is with me here on the network. Jacob Knisner is producing in our downtown Washington studios. Elwood City comes in having won 5 straight games and 10 of its last 11, falling only to Section 1 champion Mohawk. In fact, the Wolverines' only losses since Christmas were against the Warriors, losing 77-64 in early January and 82-77 late in the month. Washi, on the other hand, has won 4 in a row since back-to-back setbacks at York and against 3A number 3 seed Shadyside Academy. The Little Prexies had won 11 in a row before those losses. Washi lost 5 straight all up in class to open the season, including 6A number 7 Canada McMillan and 4A number 4 Uniontown, number 7 South Allegheny, and number 12 Elizabeth Forward. The winner of this game moves on to Thursday's quarterfinals against the winner of tonight's number 1 Deer Lakes, number 16 Snow Rocks matchup. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Day Insurance Agency, on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Freedom Transit, take the bus and skip the hassle. Log on freedom-transit.org for details. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. We'll take a closer look at this game here in a moment. We'll also get a look at the remaining opening round schedule for Washington and Greene County teams when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back to Washi. Bob Gregg, Jack Sacco with you here tonight. Great to have you along. If you're listening on air, WJPA AM 1450, Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. Or listening in online, WJPA.com. We appreciate having you along. Mention how these two teams got here. Washington started with 5 straight losses, then won 11 in a row, back-to-back setbacks to a Shadyside Academy and the York, and then have won 4 straight, including 2 wins against Mount Pleasant and a win on the road at Vanessa to close the regular season. Elwood City opened the year at 3-5, then 12 wins in their next 14 games, and I mentioned those only losses to section champion Mohawk. Jack, I don't think it's any real secret. Elwood City goes as Joseph Roth goes.
Absolutely. Joseph Roth, the key leader of this team, averaging 25, 15, and 6, 15 rebounds, 6 assists. Obviously usage rate isn't a statistic they use in high school basketball, but if they did, I could imagine his would be very high. This team runs through him offensively, and
I'm sure that's going to be their plan tonight. And Washeye playing tonight without Reuben Gordon. He is not in uniform and not available for tonight's game. Talk with Ryan Bunting, and Ryan would not go into specifics about the plan to guard Roth in particular, but said we have plans, we have plan A, we have plan B, and we'll adjust if we need to, but we certainly want to pressure him and see what that can do. Smaller floor than most high school floors here. You know, you got to be aware there in the corners, you know, drop step to load up a three, and how many times we've seen visiting players called for drop stepping out of bounds in those narrow corners here. Floor not quite as wide, not quite as long, and so sometimes tough, hard-nosed defense is much more effective on a smaller floor.
Absolutely. And one thing to note is many courts have the walls right, pretty much right behind the rims as well. Sometimes when you see a guy on a fast break with these rims kind of further in comparison to the walls and the stands, that people will lose track of where they are, and you'll see open layups start to get missed a little bit. Obviously, Washeye is used to that, but for a team like Elwood City, that may be a little bit of an adjustment.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Shoot around well underway for both teams. Give us a chance to look at the remainder of the opening round scheduled, plus a couple of quarters already on the docket for Wednesday. For the two-county area, abysmal would not be an overstatement. 2-11 so far for Washington Green County teams in the playoffs, and the two wins were against another team from the two-county area. The only winner so far, Fort Cherry girls over Beth Center, West Green boys over Avella. Everybody else from the two-county area that has taken the floor has been eliminated. Action tonight, WJPA FM and online, WJPA.com, and video on the NFHS Network. Peters Township, 5A boys opening at home with Kiski. Also in this 3A bracket, number 15, McGuffey at number 2, Mohawk. 1A girls, the two remaining Green County girls teams, number 8, West Green, home to number 9, Jeanette, and number 11, Mapletown, playing at number 6, Bishop Canavan. The final four teams with opening round games will take the floor tomorrow, and including a couple of games we'll have for you. I'll be with Tom Drakely at Trinity as the 5A girls, number 3 seed Hillers, host number 14 Woodland Hills in what has become an annual rite of WPIL basketball playoffs, Trinity against Woody High on the girls' circuit. That's the airtime 6:45. Same time, Jack will be with Mark Uriah at Bishop Canavan, the number 5 seed Crusaders, hosting number 12 Burgettstown. Also in that 2A boys bracket, number 4 Fort Cherry hosting number 13 Winchester Thurston. That game is at Avella. And number 9 Chartiers Houston visits number 8 Sarah Catholic for a 7 o'clock tip. Those two played about a week ago, and had the result been the other way, this 8-9 matchup would have been at Chartiers Houston, not at Sarah Catholic. Then we get into quarterfinals. On Wednesday, Fort Cherry girls take on Southside area. We'll have that game on WJPA-FM. Also, the West Green boys will take on number 1 Imani Christian, that game at Bethel Park. The Fort Cherry Southside girls game, by the way, at Peters. Speaking of Peters Township, their girls will play at home on Thursday in the 6A girls quarters, hosting Pine Richland. And the final Washington Green County team to take the floor in the basketball playoffs this year, 6A boys number 7 Cannon McMillan, to visit number 2 Central Catholic. That game will be at Gateway on Friday, and I believe that has been set at an 8 o'clock tip, but we'll confirm that to be sure. So Washeye boys tonight, Peters Township boys, McGuffey boys, West Green and Mapletown girls all hoping to be more like Fort Cherry girls, West Green boys, than like the other 11 teams from the two-county area, and try to avoid elimination. The other thing about a win tonight puts you into the quarters, and that guarantees you two chances still to make the state playoffs. Those teams all eliminated over the weekend. They don't have that second opportunity. You got to get to the quarters, and then it goes from there. Our game officials tonight, Brad Robber, Brian Gillespie, and Jason Stein, meeting with captains and coaches at the moment. Scott Moore, athletic director at Jefferson Morgan, is the WPIO game manager here at Wash I, and our thanks to Superintendent George Lammy, Mike Bosnick, the athletic director, and John Deegan's been a huge help over the last several weeks with our expansion into video coverage, which, unfortunately, under WPIO NFHS agreements, we're not able to do video tonight. We have free audio on air and online, but not able to bring you video because of the limitations of that agreement. Not that we wouldn't have, but we're not able to do that. We have video of the Peters Township game home tonight. We'll have video coverage Trinity girls and Bishop Canavan Bergenstown boys coming your way tomorrow. Again, our inability or lack of authority to do that tonight is because of the WPIL-NFHS agreement. Gonna take a look at the starting lineups. I'll tell you what, PA system here is just going absolutely berserk, and I'm glad I'm not counting on that for a whole lot of information, and I'm not really sure exactly what it is that going on with that, but sounds like it's underwater in some regards. Yeah, the audio quality not very good right now. Starting lineups, first of all, for Dan Bradley's Elwood City Wolverines. Yes, indeed, you know the name. Dan Bradley, head football coach and head basketball coach for Elwood City, and a Wash High alum. Starters, 6'1 senior Nate Williams, 6'2 sophomore Aaron Lake, 6'1 junior Chris Smiley, 5'11 senior Colton Kreiser, and 6'5 senior Joseph Roth. Jack mentioned 25.6 points a game, 15 boards. He needs 33 points to reach 2,000 in his high school career. On the other side, for Ryan Bunting and the Wash I Little Prexies, co-champions in Section 4, Travis Crutcher, 6'3 senior, will start, along with 5'10 senior Braden Wise, 5'11 senior Xavier Willis, 6'3 freshman Vince Johnson, and 6'6 senior DeAndre Daugherty. Daugherty will have the challenge of Joseph Roth when Roth is inside. Some of the shorter guys are going to try to hassle Roth when he's out on the perimeter to try to keep him not only from getting to 2,000 career points, but also keep the Wolverines from getting onto the quarterfinals. You know, and I bet you Ryan Bunting will let Joseph Ross score 60 tonight if nobody else scores anything and the Wash High team comes out with a win.
Absolutely. It should be noted as well that Ross has shown an ability to shoot the three-point shot this year. He's shot 49 threes this season and has shot 33% from beyond the arc. So a solid number there, and he can score from all levels.
Couple of other notes for you. Congratulations to the Washington and Jefferson College Women President's Athletic Conference overall number one seed and hosting rights throughout the tournament as long as they stay alive. They will await the winner of a quarterfinal round. One and two seeds in both the men's and women's PAC brackets get the quarterfinals off 16 fields. So one and two will host the quarterfinal winners. WJ will play at home on Thursday at, I think, at the 7 o'clock tip in their quarterfinal. And then the highest remaining seed will host whoever else is left in that bracket in the championship game on Saturday. And, of course, the NCAA Division III tournament bid goes to the PAC tournament champion. And coming up at half, we're going to take a look at some other news out of the WPIL today, and that is fall sports alignments were released, including football, boys and girls soccer, girls volleyball, and here tonight at Wash High, the girls volleyball alignment for some of the Greene County teams has been the hottest point of discussion. We'll tip off tonight's WPIL 3A boys first round playoff game when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Freedom Transit connects residents of the Mon Valley to exciting destinations like Hollywood Casino at the Meadows and Tanger Outlets. Ride our County Line B with stops in Monongahela, Finleyville, McMurray, and Washington, where you can access essential human services. Riders 65 and older are eligible for free bus rides, making your commute affordable and accessible. Find the complete County Line B schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Both teams getting final instructions. Elwood City in the royal blue road jerseys and shorts, lettered and numbered in all white. Wash High Little Prexies in their home whites with the Columbia blue lettering. Black outlines on some of those, the numbers and letters. Brad Robber, Brian Gillespie, Jason Stein, and we're set to tip this one off. WPIL 3A boys basketball playoffs underway, and the Wolverines control the opening tip. Pressure in the backcourt. Willis beaten by Kreiser. Willis recovers. Get the ball to Roth. High post dish down low. Daugherty fouls the shooter down low, and going to the line right away is going to be Aaron Lake. Got the dribbler, found the soft spot in that defense, and once it got down low to Lake, Daugherty got caught in the air. Lake made the smart move to go up into him. Lake at the free throw line, shooting two. First one too strong off the back rim. 15 seconds in, game's first foul. Lake trying to take the lid off. Second free throw is good. A little rattle to it, but drops home. 1-0 Elwood City. Now no pressure from the Wolverines. 2-3 zone. Dare the Little Prexies, I think, to shoot outside. Willis, volleyball 10-foot line, back near side to Vince Johnson. Freshman entry, bounce pass intended for Travis Crutcher, and Crutcher cut toward the middle of the lane, not toward the baseline. Prexies turn the ball over.
Yep, facing that 2-3, Wash High just didn't know where to go with it. Crutcher forced a bad pass.
Roth, jump pass, ball tipped around. Battle for it, and going to be a holding foul, and this one should be on Elwood City, and I believe this is going to be Aaron Lake trying to get back to the ball. No, they're going to make it Chris Smiley. First foul on Elwood City. So Roth got airborne and got in trouble, and it wasn't five, it was three. It was definitely not five. Smiley wasn't anywhere near that play. So I think you're going to get that reset. Johnson brings the ball near side to Braden Wise. Cut off, picks up the dribble, jump pass up top. Willis, 2-3 zone, extends clear to the three-point line. Wise picks it up, entry pass to Daugherty, fired across to Willis at the high post. He'll back out and reset. A minute gone in the first, side of the lane, Daugherty put it on the deck, shot hard off the window, won't go. Roth rebounds the miss.
Yeah, strong defense from Roth, not letting Daugherty push his way down low. Forced the shot from kind of deeper than you'd like to see from Docker.
Give and go, pick and roll, basket. for Lake and a foul too. Raw through traffic. Screen set by Lake. Roll off of that. They are going to change that previous foul also. Braden Wise called for the foul. Team second. And again, they're going to take the foul off Smiley and put it on Lake. Free throw also good. Aaron Lake has all 4 points of the game. Rexies haven't really had more than just one shot. Daugherty at the high post. His jumper good.
Good look. That's always the soft spot of that 2-3 is the middle. Daugherty took advantage. He's left alone.
Pressure. Ball gets through to Ross. Get out of backcourt, and now Will. Ahead to Kreiser. Turned around by Wise. Kreiser in the paint. Floater off the rim. Tipped around. Daugherty goes up and gets the rebound. Wise, the far sideline. Great Elwood City crowd here tonight. Wise, trouble with the dribble. Called for traveling.
In the process of grabbing that one, he just kind of took that extra stutter step.
Ross, get the ball ahead up on the four wing. Smiley almost fell down, able to get his balance back and keep the ball. Joseph Ross would force it across to the near side to Kreiser. The bottom corner of the Keystone logo. I said Smiley earlier, fell down, it was Lake. Three ball near side, Smiley hits the tray. 7-2. Elwood City in the early lead. Mentioned, great crowd here from Elwood City, traveling well. Daugherty, side of the lane, jumper good for two. He averages 16 points a game, has all 4 Washington points here in the early going.
Yeah, and Elwood City's going to have to start respecting that short jumper for Daugherty. He's facing up and getting that to go.
Wolverines force the ball across. Kreiser down the lane, off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Who's going to get it? It's going to be Nate Williams for Elwood City. Back out to Roth, double team, put it on the deck, tried to fight out of that, picks it up, bring it near side, Smiley. Smiley, little shoulder shimmy, may have gotten away with a double dribble there. Gonna rule that the ball was tipped, and that's why it wasn't double dribble. Kreiser brings it near side to Smiley. Roth, well covered inside. Three ball in flight, good, nothing but net, Colton Kreiser.
Right there, Wise got stuck between two players. And kind of chose the opposite player, and Kreiser drains the three.
10-4, Elwood City lead. Dribble drive, reverse layup. Crutcher scores for Washington.
Reverse layup from Crutcher. Had to make a move. Solid defense.
Ross, soft pass, tipped by Crutcher, controlled by Daugherty. Turnover, crossover, Wise, kick it back out. Daugherty for two, long two, hit the tape up top. Loose ball grabbed by Ross. Should have been a dead ball, but ball thrown away, out of bounds. That ball hit off the iron, hopped up, and hit the strap, the supporting strap, used to lift the basket for programs here. But nobody saw it, except Dan Bradley and I. I know we both saw it. 10-6 lead, Elwood City by 4. James Carter on the floor. Will Callen as well. Crutcher, get it inside. Daugherty, fouled on the way up. Going to shoot a couple.
And this should be the game plan for Wash High tonight. Daugherty giving some trouble to Rock and that inside defense for Elwood City. They can get Rock in foul trouble. That would be ideal.
DeAndre Daugherty, 2 foul shots coming after the foul on Chris Smiley. His first, team second. Daugherty too flat on the first free throw. No good. Second shot in flight. Too strong. Rebound tipped around. Battle on the near side. Out of bounds. Washington ball at the base on the sideline. Colton Kreiser asking, wasn't he pushed? But, it's hard to get a push call when you push to get to it, which he and James Carter were both trying to get to that loose ball. And Carter on the near wing. Callen backs away from this 2-3 zone. Ball to Carter. Into the corner. Three ball. Too strong. Far side. Rebound grabbed there by Aaron Lake. And now Joseph Roth will bring it up the floor. Roth into the lane, ran into Cowan, lost the handle, and I'm going to say the ball knocked out of his hand. And I think every ball handler has to come up with their palms up saying, I was fouled. Everyone. Doesn't matter who they play for. That's what they have to do, right?
Yeah, right there, the Roth kind of went in out of control, so can't gripe too much there.
Davian Willis checks back in. Ball inbound to Roth up top. Williams, wide open three, in and out. Rebound at the low block, though, by Kreiser. Working around, it's Roth now. Cross court, weak side, ball to Williams. Shot partially blocked, but it goes anyway. 12-6, Elwood City by 6. 3 minutes to play, opening quarter. Preksies have given up now 6 points. Dribble drive, ball lays on the rim, and it drops home for Travis Crutcher. Say the little Preksies have given up 3 baskets on that diagonal pass from Roth to the low block opposite side. Got to find a way to defend that. Kreiser backs away, and James Carter comes out right there with him. Roth and Willis on him. Roth pushing off, runs into Willis, jump pass. Kreiser took it inside the arc, circled the other way, into the paint, dish it down low, shot up and in. Bucket down low for Aaron Lake. Elwood City built 7-2 and 10-4 leads, and they've been able to stay at that arm's length for the moment anyway. Ball inside to Crutcher, wrap it across. Daugherty scores. Great feed from Crutcher.
Yeah, that was great vision from Crutcher, kind of making that swing pass kind of behind the back.
Crutcher knocks the ball out of the dribble hand of Roth and out of bounds. Brian Widmeyer checks in now. Callen and Carter will sit. And so Wise checks back in, and Tristan Reed comes on the floor for the first time. Crutcher trying to reach in against Roth. Roth going to the hoop. Finger roll won't go. Took a little bump. Play on the call. Rebound Crutcher. Bring it near side. Feed it across. Wise looked at a three, didn't take it. 90 seconds to play in the first. 14-10, Elwood City by 4. Reed, near side to Wise, looks to the corner, can't go there. Crutcher, tough interior pass, picked off. Roth, push it up the floor, through 3. Elbows the defender, gets the foul call and the shot to go. Tristan Reed called for the foul. Roth put an elbow right into him. Joseph Roth with his first points of the game. With Elwood City back up by 6 and a foul shot coming. 3 fouls on Washington in the quarter. Roth hits the free throw as well. Elwood City 3 of 4 at the stripe and now a 7-point lead.
A player like Roth, you have to time those jumps perfectly, because if you go even a touch early, he's going to initiate the contact and still be able to finish.
Green Wise for 3, won't go. Roth rebounds the miss, and then Willis was trying to set him up. Ball knocked loose. Roth able to get it out of a bunch, get the ball out to Nate Williams. Pretty physical work against Joseph Roth by the Washington defense. Dribble picked up by Kreiser, take it to the far side. Will Nardone on the floor. 40 seconds to play in the first. 7-point Elwood City lead. Nardone fires the 3. Long rebound comes out. Wise gets it. Wise trying to get to the hoop. Shot over the shoulder and a blocking foul going to be called on Colton Kreiser. Off balance. Shot there by Braden Wise. Counted as an attempt at the basket. Washington 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Wise hits the first. Second shot is coming. 30 seconds to play opening quarter. 17-11. Stays that way. Roth rebounds the miss. Wise sticks an arm across the dribble drive. 3 ball. Nardone off the rim. Won't go. Rebound knocked loose. Scramble for it. Body's on the floor. Roth going to get tied up. Possession arrow, Washington.
That was solid solid hustle from Roth to get on the ground, get dirty there to get his arms around that loose ball. But Little Prexy also did a good job of rallying to it. Yeah, thought Wise might be able to go get it, drive the floor, but with a little tardy starting, I don't know if he didn't see it. Kristen Reed's rifle pass off Doherty's hand. Lost, lay-in won't go, loose ball, Wise gets that, stripped from behind him, and the quarter comes to an end. Elwood City 17, Washington 11 after 1 second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Elwood City with a 17-11 lead, scored the first 4 points, 7 of the first 9, 10 of the first 14, and then that 3-point play by Roth late in the period has them to their biggest lead at 7. Washington got a foul shot late in the quarter. Elwood City will start the second with the basketball. Washington scoring challenged all year long. He cannot afford to see the Wolverines get away. Nice give and go underneath. Roth can't get the shot to go, but he will be fouled and go to the line. The foul called on Vince Johnson. Impressed with the interior passing and those diagonal looks that the Wolverines are able to work. And with City 3 of 4 at the foul line, Roth hit his only foul shot. You don't score 2,000 points in your career without knowing how to hit 15-foot open in a set shot. Roth hits 1 of 2. He hasn't scored 2,000 points quite yet. He's 33 tonight. Johnson jumper up won't go, and he's smacked on the arm. A lot of contact has not been called, but Chris Smiley draws his second personal foul. And Johnson will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, right there. I know obviously this Little Prexy team does not want to shoot a ton of jumpers, but if Elwood City's going to keep giving them open mid-range shots, Washington's going to take those.
They announced that foul and put up on the board that it was Bidmeyer, 0. Little Prexy's missed both foul shots. That is an area of issue. 1 for 6 in the game. Little floater. Nate Williams hits it. He's got a couple of field goals. And now a 9-point Elwood City lead. 20-11. Why? Just a bad decision. A little soft pass toward the lane, and Doherty never had a chance. Another Washington turnover. Little Prexies, to be honest, are in danger right here of getting run out. Lob down low to Roth at the baseline, put it on the deck, kick it back out. Help is there. Williams makes a move, 15-footer in flight, too strong. Rebound battled for, grabbed inside Widmeyer, give it to Roth, and he walks back. Wanted to look at a three and called for traveling.
One thing, though, to note, that's now another time where Wash High has given Elwood City a second chance. Little Prexies are not doing a very good job right now of boxing out and getting rebounds.
6:45 to play, first half, 20-11. Elwood City by 9. Johnson brings it near side to Wise, covered by Widmeyer. off top to Willis, near side to Wise. 16-footer air ball caught by Roth on the far side. Roth jump ahead to Widmeyer, back out. Roth wanted the ball. He was at the high post, and now he'll come and take it. Outstanding basketball player, nearly 2,000-point scorer, and an outstanding champion swimmer. Long three by Roth, no good. Rebound grabbed by Braden Wise. 6 minutes to play, second quarter. Elwood City up 20-11. Entry to Daugherty, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Nate Williams. That ball goes through. It's Daugherty against Roth, but the ball kicked out front by Williams. Wise going to make his way to the bench. Will Callen checks in. Chris Smiley back on the floor for Elwood City. Crutcher sticks a pass down inside. Daugherty going strong to the hoop. Missed the shot. Rebound on the block. Grabbed by Callen. Get it to Daugherty. Daugherty loses the handle, dribbles it out of bounds.
Man, with Daugherty getting it down low, he's got two and three defenders around him. He just has to get it out quick and maybe set up a shooter, maybe set up a dribble drive.
Off the far side. Tip. Pass back for Kreiser. Ball knocked loose. Kreiser ends up with it again. Get it ahead. Williams tried to feed it across. Crutcher recovers. Smacks that almost down the runway. Little Prexies now. 3 minutes since their last point. Ball goes inside. Roth reverse scoring. 6 points for Joseph Roth. Elwood City currently on a 12-1 run. The lead by 11.
The defender got caught with a hand in the cookie jar there. Roth just hit a in and got wide open down on the block.
Callen and Willis cross the top of the key. Willis takes it right side to Johnson. Back between the circles now. 5 minutes to play, second quarter. 22-11 Elwood City. Washington's last field goal came with 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. One hand rifle pass by Vince Johnson off the legs of and Elwood City defender and out of bounds. Like Wise and Carter will check in. Willis going out. Somebody else got to go out too. And it's going to be Will Callen. Carter to key the inbound. Goes up top to Crutcher. Pass intended for Johnson. Johnson broke away from the spot where the pass was going. Just not on the same page. And that's the third one of those passes we've seen. One a bounce pass underneath, one on the far wing, and then that one to that far wing. Thrown right out of bounds. Down 11. Elwood City now with the ball. Joseph Roth, jump pass down low, stolen by Crutcher, and he stepped out of bounds trying to feed it back. Lost his balance, came up lobbying for a foul call. I got to tell you, if all of that went out of the game, I'd be happy with that. They always announce, you know, let the players play, let the coaches coach, let the officials officiate. I say that not just for fans. Lay-in won't go. Ball knocked out of bounds by Chris Smiley. Little Prexy had a nice drive up the floor, but too hard on the lay-in. And rebound knocked out by Smiley. Carter inbounds to Crutcher, and now Wise will take it back. 4:20 to play. First half, Washington does not have a field goal or a point of any kind in this second period. Wise drives, draws contact, shot hits the rim, won't go. Rebound, Nate Williams, get it ahead. Roth trailing the play, missed the lay-in. Rebound knocked loose. Carter saves it. He'll feed it out to Wise. Washington 2-on-2, but Roth coming back. Lay-in by Willis, won't go. Gets his own rebound. Put it on the deck in traffic. Coming out with it is Nate Williams. Williams spun around. Ball goes to Kreiser. His shot won't go. Rebound down low for Aaron Lake. And Elwood City going to reset. Three ball Roth. In and out. Spoons away. Rebound DeAndre Daugherty.
I'll tell you what, Willis very unhappy that on that last drive he didn't draw the foul call.
Washington timeout. 3:33 to play. Opening half. Elwood City 22, Washi 11, back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Wash High, 5 minutes since their last point, 7 minutes since their last field goal. Wash High ball after the 32nd timeout. Wise, ball eventually inside. Daugherty stripped on a way up. Coming out with it is Kreiser. Kreiser gets rolled right up his leg, still keeps the dribble. Ross double team. He's blocked down low. And it's going to be a throw-in, not a shooting situation. Carter called for the foul. His first, team second. Ross takes the inbound. All around the perimeter to Smiley and eventually to Colton Kreiser, the 5'11 senior. Kreiser sitting outside the volleyball 10-foot line. 11-point Elwood City lead, nowhere to go. Pass intended for Ross, tipped out of bounds by Carter. Sideline throw in for Elwood City. And Kreiser will feed it in and come right back out to that outside the volleyball line. Wrap around pass, gets through to Ross, take it around the perimeter to Williams. Kreiser, Williams, entry to Lake, put on the deck, drop step, shot won't go. Changed by Daugherty, rebounded by Carter. Carter, stop and go against Kreiser, rams the shot off the glass, and that won't go. And now a timeout after the rebound by Smiley. And Bradley using the timeout. 2:31 to play, first half. 22-11, been stuck here for a while. And get the Elwood City timeout here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Freedom Transit's Pittsburgh Metro Commuter Bus is your reliable way to reach downtown Pittsburgh for work, school, appointments, or leisure. Let us drive you. Save on gas and parking. Freedom Transit service to downtown Pittsburgh runs weekdays 5 a.m. to 7:35 p.m. with 10 trips in and out of the city. Convenient stops in Washington, Houston, Cannonsburg, and South Point. See the complete schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
Each team has used a 30-second timeout. Elwood City with the 11-point lead and the basketball. Cross-court pass to Kreiser. Looked at a three, didn't take it. Get it to Smiley. Circle jumper, rattles home. Hit a three earlier in the game. And the 7-point run now for Elwood City to lead to 13 now, 24-11. And I tell you, it's going to take really perfect basketball for Washington the rest of the way to get back in and have a chance to win. They miss another shot 6 feet out. Ball stolen from Roth and a late whistle. Foul. He falls to the floor. James Carter called for the hand and no argument from the Washington coaches.
Yeah, Wash High, they've missed some opportunities. I mean, these aren't extremely difficult shots.
Well, before that miss there by Willis from 6 feet out, their last three have been virtually layups and just too hard off the glass. Roth with a pump fake, took a bump, cross-court pass, saved from going into the seats by Nate Williams. And Williams walked but got away with that. Drop step, Roth, floater up and in.
Footwork down low from Ross.
Washington approaching 9 minutes since his last field goal. Has not scored in this quarter. Trailed 17-11 at the end of one. Braden Wise for three. It's short. Dougherty tip up and in. Got just fingertips on it, but got it to go. 26-13 as we click under a minute. Prizer, lob it across, pass to Smiley, diagonal across to Williams. Williams forced deep. Back out to Kreiser. Man up on top. Smiley, three ball good. Work the ball in. They get it to go there. Work the ball out. Get a couple of threes. That is their third tray of the first half. 29-13 Elwood City. Loader goes for Xavier Willis. His first score of the ball game. Roth push it up the floor, trying to get by Carter Dougherty waiting to help if that was successful. So the jump pass back out. Elwood City going to work it for a final shot. Smiley. Roth comes out now. Smiley with the ball in hand. 5 seconds to go. Smiley, long three wide left, long rebound, won't go. And the buzzer ends the first half. Elwood City 29, Washington 15 at the break. Back to recap the first half here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Welcome back to Wash I, Elwood City up 29-15. Little Prexies desperate for an opening round playoff win, and they are in a giant hole. Elwood City didn't play particularly well in that second quarter for 12, held Washington to 4, though. Little Prexies got a field goal with 2 minutes to play in the first quarter, a foul shot 90 seconds later, and they didn't score for 7.5 more minutes from that point. Field goals, they were 9 minutes between field goals in that first half.
Yeah, the Prexies have not been able to figure out how to crack this 2-3 that Elwood City's playing. Wolverine's doing a great job at denying passes into the middle to Dougherty. But, you know, there's all other ways to beat a 2-3 and in zones of that ilk. Get some displacement of the defenders, create some steals to get some open lanes. Wash High just has not been able to consistently have any go-to move offensively, and Elwood City's really just been allowed to sit back in that 2-3, and they've stayed in it all game.
I don't think anybody that understands basketball is surprised by Elwood City's play of the 2-3 against Washington, force them to try to drive where there's help or shoot beyond the zone where they're clearly challenged.
Yeah, against a team like Wash High, obviously, is not a team that's going to win at the three-point line or even shooting jump shots in general. So you'll see these teams sit back in that 2-3, sit back in man defenses that are packed inside the three-point line. As we mentioned, Elwood City has chosen the former and stuck in that 2-3. And I'm wondering if Coach Ryan Bunting is going to have a different game plan offensively for how they're going to attack this.
Yeah, I think they've done a decent job on Roth and held Elwood City to 29. You work that out, that's 58 for the game. I mean, that's a doable number. The problem is they can't score.
Absolutely. And Elwood City's half-court offenses have not been exactly inspiring by any means. They've gotten quite a few opportunities and in transition, in offensive situations where they have numbers, because Wash High hasn't been able to get back in time. That's when those three-pointers have fallen for guys like Smiley. But you mentioned they're doing a solid job on Rock defensively. They're playing tough. They're making him earn his way down in the paint. He's obviously a good enough player to get his own basket. But the Prexies defensively have not been lacking.
A couple of scores for you. 1A girls, Manesson 43, Leechburg 6 at the half. End of one, Bishop Canavan 9, Mapletown 4. Field goals are Mapletown 2, Bishop Canavan 1.
Wow.
And Canavan leads 9-4 in that game. And in the 5A boys bracket, Kiski 26, Peters Township 19. That is at the half. We're at the half here, Elwood City 29, Washeye 15. I have 8 points for Chris Smiley, 8 for Joseph Roth, Aaron Lake with 6, all of Lake's in the opening quarter. 4 for Nate Williams, 3 for Colton Kreiser. Elwood, 3 of 6 at the free throw line. For the Little Prexies, DeAndre Daugherty has 8 points, most of that in the opening quarter. Travis Crutcher has 4, Davian Willis 2, and Braden Wise with 1. That 1, the only foul shot make for the Little Prexies. Washington 1 for 6 at the stripe in that opening half. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the football alignments and a quick peek into that girls' volleyball alignment that had everybody buzzing here, at least everybody interested in the smaller classifications and what happened to Jefferson Morgan in that new alignment. We'll take a look at that when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want. At the Washington County College Center, explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back at Washeye, still a few minutes before second half gets underway. Neither team has returned. Let's take a look first of all at the new football alignment. Not a lot of surprises. Obviously, 6A has Canna McMillan. Interesting that the WPIL listed Butler, who has said that they're going to play an independent schedule, but apparently that independent schedule is going to have a bunch of WPIL 6A teams on it because they are listed in the WPIL alignment. In 5A, Peters Township has Baldwin, Bethel, Moon, South Fayette, and St. Clair. Aliquippa, of course, upgraded to 5A this year under the competitive balance rule, is placed in the northern section with Fox Chapel, North Hills, Penn Hills, Pine Richland, Plum, and Shaler. Pretty familiar surroundings in 4A for Trinity and Ringgold. They'll play against Bell Vernon, Chartiers Valley, Laurel Highlands, and Thomas Jefferson. 3A, McGuffey. Oh, how about this meat grinder? Avonworth, Central Valley, Beaver, plus Hopewell, North Catholic, and Quaker Valley. 2A, Washeye and Waynesburg, along with Charleroi, will play against Carlinton, Keystone Oaks, Seton LaSalle, and Still Rocks. 1A schools in the area split into two sections. In one of those, you have Avella, Bentworth, Best Center, California, plus Carmichael's, Jeff Morgan, Mapletown, and West Green. That is truly a Wash Green County section. And then the northern part of the county, except for Avella, who you could argue belongs in this grouping, but as it is, you have Burgettstown, Chartiers, Houston, and Fort Cherry, along with Bishop Canavan, Cornell, Manesson, and Sarah Catholic. Manesson moved out of the old Tri-County South and into that Black Hills Conference. All right, let me jump over to the girls' volleyball, and we're going to look at Class 1A. at 1A girls volleyball. Get to the right place. Don't want to read these incorrectly. Here you go. 1A Section 3 has Avella, Beth Center, California, three Washington County teams, then Carmichael's in Mapletown, plus West Green, three Green County teams. Oh, by the way, Jeff Morgan, who's right next door to Carmichael's in Mapletown and Beth Center in California, they're not in that section. They're with Fraser, Geibel, Greensburg Central Catholic, Sarah Catholic, which is Munhall, and Trinity Christian, which is, I don't know, in the city somewhere? How about that alignment? You don't play your next-door neighbors, any of them.
Yeah, that's going to be quite a hit on the gas mileage there for Jefferson Morgan volleyball.
Scott Moore was working the phones when we got here. He's like, who did I make mad? How do my girls end up in that section? And again, they're going to drive by their neighbors to go play all their other games.
I think you get familiar with that Westmoreland County and Eastern and get familiar with the part of the state Eastern to them.
A couple of score updates for you now at the half. Bishop Canavan 22, Mapletown 10. And that's the only score update I have. Here's Township down at the half to Kiske. A lot of folks talking about the Kiske there, the 5-12 matchup. You know, we see that in the NCAA tournament. 5 is always ripe for a 12 upset. Washi will have the ball to start the third, a hole that is nearly twice what they've scored themselves. And the time is short. Davian Willis around the perimeter. Johnson, Wise, and now Willis. He'll back away. This 2-3 zone extends to the 3-point line. Johnson in the corner. Jump pass across. Stolen. Just not enough on it. Picked off by Aaron Lake.
Yeah, that's a cross-court pass that he'll advise against the zone.
Wolverines. Plus 14 and the ball. Joseph Roth with the left-hand dribble trying to back Crutcher down. Fade away. Crutcher partially blocks it. Out to Johnson. Johnson took it to the free throw line. Hops to a stop. Got away with it. Braden Wise. Rifle pass to the baseline. Crutcher to Johnson. Up with the left hand and score. Vince Johnson's first points of the game.
Great vision from Wise. And a nice finish. Good feel from Johnson. That crashed to the rim.
Roth with trouble, and he stumbles and goes down. He's like, hey, I was pushed. Officials say play on. Pass, bad decision by Wise. It's picked off. Roth, hand check all the way up the floor. Able to dish it off. Colton Kreiser gets the lay-in on the left side.
Yeah, right from that last offensive possession for Wash High. Wise just got a little too ambitious there, trying to do the same thing he did last time.
Yeah, we've seen diagonal and long-distance straight-ahead pass. Brayden Wise for three, short, doesn't follow, rebound, Aaron Lake. Roth with the ball, bring it near side. Lake looked like he was going to take an open three, but passed it off. 31-17, Elwood City. Roth, three ball, off the rim, rebound. Tip to Braden Wise. Lake got a hand on it. Wise ends up with it. Wise fades away. Gets it in off the glass.
Wise falling to the ground. Kind of tossed it up with the left hand right over Roth.
Over and back violation on the dribble. Chris Smiley got the ball and both feet in front and then flipped it back. And Danny Bradley said, let's talk this over. 5:50 to play in the third. 31-19 Elwood City, back on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Freedom Transit's Pittsburgh Metro Commuter Bus is your reliable way to reach downtown Pittsburgh for work, school, appointments, or leisure. Let us drive you. Save on gas and parking. Freedom Transit's service to downtown Pittsburgh runs weekdays 5 a.m. to 7:35 p.m. with 10 trips in and out of the city. convenient stops in Washington, Houston, Canonsburg, and South Point. See the complete schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
.31-19 Elwood City leading, 5:50 to play third quarter. Washington with the ball. That over and back violation. Wise dribbles to the left perimeter. Beat it off Vince Johnson. Pump fake at a three. Took it in among the tall trees. Gets it high off the glass. Rebound kicks past Daugherty. Grabbed by Smiley. Hassled up the lane. Missed the lay-in. Rebound grabbed by Travis Crutcher. Wise will push it up the far sideline. The little Prexies can get shots and get shots to go. They could fight their way back into this, but a long way to go. Xavier Willis hard off the glass. How many shots have we seen come hard off the window? Big contact between Roth and Wise, and now Roth weaves his way. Shot won't go, and a foul going to be called. Roth ends up on his wallet. Yeah, number set foul should have been called back here at the volleyball 10-foot line in defensive end.
Yeah, something was going to have to be called there. There's just been far too much contact both ways for no call to happen.
So Roth at the foul line has hit two of three free throws. First one good. 5:08 remaining, third quarter, 32-19. Elwood City with the lead. Second shot also good. Danny Bradley had his say with Ryan Gillespie, and finally Gillespie said, that's it, I'm not listening to any more. Xavier Willis bringing out the Crutcher. It was Crutcher called for the foul. Braden Wise, 18-footer good. 33-21. Roth has the ball knocked out of his hands, and then he knocks it out of bounds. Roth does.
That's another time where we've seen Roth kind of lose the ball. We've seen that multiple times tonight.
Lead is 12 for Elwood City. Johnson and Wise, little dribble handoff. Screen set by Daugherty. Crutcher walks. Boy, Johnson probably could have got called for a walk earlier in that dribble handoff set.
Yep.
Just careless.
Yep, Crutcher completely just slid with the ball. It was clear as day.
Entry denied by Crutcher, knocked out of bounds away from Roth. Now Frieser will try it again. He'll get the ball in this time to Aaron Lake. Lob it ahead to Roth. Roth spinorama, hit the iron on the way up. Loose ball ripped away by Crutcher. Three on one. Willis going to the rack. Lay it in around the all doors, and it's good.
Yeah, right there, Chris Smiley was in position to take the charge, but he started falling back and really didn't initiate any contact.
Hand check foul on Travis Crutcher. Ryan Bunting looking for a foul on Roth for a forearm, but Crutcher picks up his second foul. 33-23. Elwood City lead is trimmed to 10. Crutcher guarding Roth in the backcourt. Ball ahead to Kreiser. Willis on Kreiser. A high dribble there, but kept his hand out from underneath it. Pass to Roth, gives it back to Kreiser, and he gets a leaner to go. Kreiser has 7 points on the evening. Margin back to 12. Washington just cannot get a run going. Ball inside to Daugherty off his hands. Travis Crutcher throws some of the hardest passes you have seen. Roth shot, and Crutcher fouls him. Third foul on Travis Crutcher.
And that really wasn't a necessary foul for Crutcher to take, and Roth was really going to have to throw up an off-balance shot going away from the rim, but Crutcher did reach back and get contact.
Joseph Roth at the foul line. First shot in and out. Hit 4 of 6 at the line tonight. 10 points for Roth. It's Carter in the game. Crutcher stays on the floor. Interesting move there. Vince Johnson taken out. Ross misses the second, and Daugherty rebounds the miss. 3:25 to play in the third. Margin is 12 for Elwood City. Braden Wise, 22-footer, hard up the back rim. Daugherty trying to get to the rebound. The ball hit the strap up top, and that's out of bounds.
The Trekkies haven't taken too many threes tonight. That one was from NBA range.
Kreiser takes the inbound back after keying the play. Feed into the corner. Hard pass there. Now a little handoff from Nate Williams to Joseph Roth. Everybody else clears out on the sides. Crutcher ends up on Roth's back. Hard foul there. Crutcher goes right over to help Roth up. That's four fouls on Travis Crutcher.
And Roth is, that's his goal, is to get you up in the air and get you to commit a foul. Right there, he got Crutcher in the air, and Crutcher ended up getting taken for a ride.
And unless I'm mistaken, the four fouls on Crutcher are all in this quarter. Appears to be what my sheet is telling me. Roth, one of two, rebound tipped out to the lane, and it's grabbed by Braden Wise. Trying to get around. Wise floater won't go, but he's going to go to the line to shoot. Washington, much like the Penguins power play, might want to decline these. Struggling nearly as much. One of six tonight at the stripe. His foul on Kreiser, his second. Team's first of the second half for Elwood City. Braden Wise has the only free throw make of the night for Washi. And he misses this effort. One of seven at the foul line. Elwood City now, by the way, is 6-12, so they've missed, they've left just as many points at the stripe, just about. Wise gets one of two. 5 points in the quarter for Braden Wise. 36-24. 2:45 to play in the third quarter. Washington trailed by 14 at the half and able to get only 2 points off of that deficit. Free ball. Nate Williams, good. Got left alone, far corner, kept his feet inside that little light oak-colored flooring. Wise, his floater won't go. Roth tips the rebound. Daugherty gets it, goes back up, rolls it around and scores. Daugherty in double digits now with 10.
Now that last offensive possession for Elwood City, that was a nice set play. The dribble to the wing pulled in the defender, and it led to the wide-open Williams.
Roth, feed into the corner. One dribble, Nardone, feed it back out. Kreiser, Nardone for three, too strong. Rebound, James Carter. Carter left alone. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Elwood City's just happy to have Carter dribbling the ball in the midcourt. Carter for three, off the front iron, won't go. Daugherty tips the rebound, Wise will get it. Gets a screen down low, floater over Roth, won't go. Roth tips the rebound, it's grabbed by Nate Williams. Quickly, up the far side to Smiley. Smiley stops at the low block, fade away, well short. Carter rebound. Wise takes the feed. Ahead to Xavier Willis. Low by, go to the hoop, missed the shot. Fights Roth. Wrestling match ensues. Held ball, possession arrow, Elwood City.
It was a tough drive from Willis. Just disciplined defense from Roth. Looks like there might have been some contact, no call.
1:24 to play in the third. 13-point Elwood City lead. Nardone will bring it up the far side. Feed it back to Kreiser. It looked like Kreiser was expecting that pass. Three ball near side. Smiley off the front rim won't go. Rebound's going to be saved by Nardone. New look. Roth, right side. Deals to Williams. Trying to blow by Johnson. Can't pick it up. Pass out to the midcourt. Timeout, Elwood City. A minute to play. Third quarter, Elwood City 39, Washington 26, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
.39-26 here on WJPA, Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for 80-plus years. Elwood City, the 13-point lead and the ball. Joseph Roth, low block, floater won't go. Volleyball putback won't go. Weak side rebound, Nate Williams. Nardone, three-ball line drive. Roth comes and gets the rebound, goes up, misses that. Daugherty reaches over him, takes the rebound away. Lob ahead to Vince Johnson. Goes to the hoop, and he's blocked from behind. And we'll shoot a couple.
Once again, tough defense on Ross down low. He might need an ice bath after this one, after all the contact he's taken. But good defense and good rebound. And Wash High has an opportunity to get 2 points from the line here, but that has not been easy for them tonight.
1-for-8 at the moment. I'm sorry, 2-for-8. Now 2-for-9, Johnson misses his third straight free throw. 39-26, Wolverines by 13 with 38 seconds remaining in the third. Johnson, just a freshman, gets 1-of-2. Near side, Ryan Widmeyer will give it back to Colton Kreiser. And now across the timeline, to Widmeyer, and he's going to park it on his hip. One dribble. I'm not sure why you dribble once there and pick up the hand off the rock. Covered by Johnson. Widmeyer setting an illegal screen. If Johnson would have turned and run into him, that would have been an offensive foul. Three ball corner. Nate Williams hits it. His second tray of this period, and the lead is 15. Biggest of the game.
That's a big shot for Elwood City. Watch High. If they'd gotten the stop, would have had a chance to cut it into single digits.
Hand check foul. In the corner, Widmeyer called for his second foul, third of the quarter, 2.9 seconds to play. Looked like Willis had a chance to drive there, and that's why Widmeyer fouled him, not in a shooting situation. Inbound, Davis pops a three on the catch. That won't go. Johnson put it on the deck, and the buzzer sounds while he's doing that. Elwood City 42, Washington 27 after three, fourth period. Coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Elwood City 42, Wash High 27. Joseph Roth with 11, Nate Williams with 10 to lead Elwood City. DeAndre Daugherty with 10 to lead the Little Prexies. Washington will have the ball to begin the fourth period. That's a gargantuan task ahead. Ball to Xavier Willis, try to feed it across, and there's nobody on the far side at the low block. Daugherty had come to set a screen on a back screen when Roth went to try to cut him off. Free ball, Widmeyer off the back rim. Long rebound, Willis has it. He and Daugherty, lob pass, Roth hustles back and steals it. Oh, trying to get by Johnson, now weaves back, going to go to the hoop and lay it in. And the stakes really starting to add up, pile up for Watch High. Wise entry pass to Daugherty, hard off the iron, good. Daugherty with a dozen. Roth has 13, two primarily battling each other tonight. Roth dribbles, spinorama, shot rejected by Johnson, loose ball grabbed by Widmeyer. 7 minutes to play, 44-29, Elwood City by 15. Prizer, turned around by Xavier Willis, and a foul call. First foul of the quarter. And now Prizer and Willis had a discussion. There was a conversation earlier, and Prizer was involved in that earlier. And that was a collision. I want to say it was Crutcher and Roth. And they were both okay, but then Kreiser came in and was pulling on people, and, you know, that's not legal in the NFL or college. And a little yapping was happening there, a little yapping happening here. Let's get that stopped. Lob down low for Roth, too tall, was trying to go for an alley-oop. Kreiser knocked loose by Carter and forced a bad pass. Tristan Reed ahead to Braden Wise, baseline jumper off the iron won't go, and Widmeyer going to get called for his third foul.
Yeah, Widmeyer definitely made contact with the arm of Wise in that jump shot. Widmeyer looks like he can't believe the call. You don't see a lot of shooting fouls on jumpers, but right there, that was pretty clear.
Washington 3 of 10 at the foul line in the game. Elwood City just 6 of 12. Braden Wise hits the first. He has three of the now four makes for Washington. From Peters Township, the end of three. It's Kiske 43, Peters Township 33. Braden Wise, two makes at the stripe, 8 points in the game, 44-31. Roth hassled to his right by Tristan Reed, beat it to the low block. Pass knocked loose. James Carter he tipped it, and then he gets tripped up, and a foul going to be called on Colt Kreiser.
They smacked at the leg from the ground. That is honestly.
No, they didn't call a foul, apparently. They called an out-of-bounds play.
Oh.
So, out-of-bounds touch by Kreiser. Vanessa girls leading Leechburg 49-7. That's a final. 7.
Quite the defensive effort.
That's a much more prevalent score in football, to be honest, than in basketball. Reach around foul called on Braden Wise, smacking Joseph Roth on the dribble. Wise called for his second foul. Vince Johnson going to check back in. Kristen Reed will sit. Lob inbound to Roth. Prexies are going to graduate a whole lot of minutes. Pump fake. Nate Williams moves to a two-pointer. That won't go. Rebound battled for. Aaron Lake got above James Carter. Reverse. DeAndre Daugherty blocks the Kreiser reverse layup. Johnson feeds it back out to Carter and out of Johnson in the corner. Cross court. Crutcher, one of those seniors, lost the handle on the dribble. Crutcher shaking up the other end. Travel call.
Yep.
Now Crutcher going to be attended to. I tell you, in a game up by 13, heading to the next round, certainly don't want anything like what has happened to Colton Kreiser. He went down when the ball went the other way, and he stayed down.
That does not look good.
5:24 to play in the game, 44-31, Elwood City leads. Yeah, athletic trainers from Elwood City, and now Washington's athletic trainers out to help as well, just to check there. They're going to sub Ryan Widmeyer into the game. Kreiser going to sit up. Sometimes you get a stinger, sometimes that, but Kreiser going to get to his feet. Will walk under his own power, but Travis Crutcher out to wish him the best. Washington ball, the defensive baseline, down 13, pretty much where they've been since about the middle of the second quarter. Went down 26-11 on a woeful scoring period for Washington, and just have not been able to make any kind of significant run whatsoever. Wise pass intended for Daugherty, just into too much traffic. Ross going to the rack and scores.
And just an unwise decision for Wise. He's forced a few passes tonight, and that one leads to the Ross bucket in transition.
Pass from Daugherty intended for Johnson is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Aaron Lake. Kristen Reed will key it from the corner. There's nobody within 20 feet, and he throws it like he tried to split the defenders in football and just threw it away. Washington was inbounding in the front side corner, and nobody, again, I mean, they most of them were much closer to the midcourt line and spread out the whole floor.
And there was no real pressure on any of the inbounders. Kind of a baffling move to fire a pass like that.
Elwood City by 15. Ball knocked loose into the backcourt. Smiley and then knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Braden Wise. Willis and Carter will check in. Wise and Reed will sit. Joseph Roth will patiently walk out of the backcourt with the dribble. Willis and Carter come to double him. Pass to Widmeyer and then right back to Ross. Widmeyer, those two go back and forth. Jump pass near side. Through to Smiley. A long time to stall out this, but 15-point lead. You can afford a turnover or two, especially when Washington's not been able to score with them. Can't stall it this long, but they're going to work it around. Maybe more to... Maybe more practice work than anything, because you may get to a place where you got to do this effectively for 90 seconds, and you're doing it against live pressure. Roth with an elbow back into the chest of James Carter. Baseline feed, lay-in for Nate Williams.
I'll tell you what, that was an excellent job by Elwood City, but that was a clear elbow from Roth right in front of the official who was looking right at it.
It's Johnson. Goes to the low block, gets airborne, and throws it to midcourt where nobody home. Far too many of those tonight.
Yeah, there's been many passes thrown by Washot players that have just not been touched by anyone.
Ross spins around Johnson, takes it to the free throw lane, kicks it back to Widmeyer, and now right back to Ross. Seated down low, that pass tipped by Crutcher and knocked out of bounds. Aaron Lake, the intended recipient. And Bradley against his alma mater will settle for 1-1 in playoff games this year. Roth is hammered to the floor. Foul inside on a shot. It's going to be Daugherty, his second, team's third. Thank you. sorry, get the final. That Monessen-Leechburg, the final was 65-15. 65-15, Monessen girls advance. Roth at the stripe. If you want to find one thing that Joseph Roth has not done particularly well tonight, it is shoot foul shots. 5 of 10.
Yeah, he's about a 65% shooter from the free throw stripe on the season. Yeah, this has not been his best outing.
Roth will get 1 out of 2 on that trip. 49-31 outcome has really not been in doubt for a while. I told you coming out at the half, Washington would have to play nearly perfect in this second half. Braden Wise launches a three. That is short. Colton Kreiser, by the way, back on the floor for the Wolverines. Now Roth is fouled on the dribble, 1-on-3, and I'm not sure why he wants to go about that. Travis Crutcher has fouled out of the game now. Crutcher sits, finishes his senior season with 4 points, 18-point Elwood City lead with 2:45 to play. Damian Willis reaches in, and he's called for a foul, and that'll be 2 shots now for Roth. Second foul on Willis in the game. It'll be foul shots number 12 and 13 for Joseph Roth. Came into the game needing 33. I'll be hard-pressed to see him get 17 in the final, 2:42. But scoring with the clock stopped here. First shot in, gives him 17. Second effort in flight, also good. Fifty-one-31. Elwood City's built the lead to 20 now. Washington early in this period got a field goal and a couple of foul shots, but you just can't score 4 and 5 points in a quarter in a playoff game. They scored 4 in the second, and at this point, 4 here in the fourth.
Yeah, just offensively inept for little practice.
Wise to Daugherty. Back out around to Braden Wise. Pump fake to draw defenders. Dish it down low. Daugherty up too strong. Rebound Carter. Flip it back out to Xavier Willis. Willis crossover in traffic. Ball knocked loose. Willis trying to rip it away from Kreiser and does. Daugherty pass back out. Johnson goes toward the hoop. Lay it up with the left hand and in.
Strong finish from Johnson. I'm just not quite sure why Carter didn't go up with that offensive rebound. He had space to put up a second opportunity.
Long pass ahead to Smiley and then back out to Ross. Willis reaches in, knocked the ball loose, reaches in again. Smiley takes the feed. Trying to dribble out of the corner. Get the ball to Lake. Ross, Smiley. The Bermuda Triangle. Dribble through the paint, does Smiley and feed it out to Kreiser. 80 seconds to play. Elwood City faithful starting to enjoy, and Vince Johnson got 2 hands on Nate Williams and will be called for his second foul. Washington got to get somebody at the low spot on the lane. Ejected as you might be, you still have to show. Nate Williams at the stripe, his first foul shots of the night. No good. 1:17 to play in the fourth. 51-33. Wolverines with the lead. Roth taking a seat. Becky Schweinsberg on the floor for Elwood City. 1 of 2 on that trip for Nate Williams. And Williams will sit. Will Nardone checked in. 1:17 left in this opening round playoff game. Washington Greene County will drop to 2 and 12 in the opening round. Three ball. Carter hits it. First points for James Carter in the game. 52-36. Carter spins the ball handler Smiley around. Pass across the timeline to Lake. Carter reaches in, knocks that ball loose. Pass out to Schweinsberg. Nardone, and now right back over to Smiley, pushed by Xavier Willis, and I'm not really sure why. Willis going to get his third foul, and the official coming in talking to Willis.
And in a 16-point ball game in the last minute, not sure why that foul needs to happen, especially why it needs to be shoved as it was.
Well, apparently somebody in the stands, I think, and what you do not want, you do not want to engage with fans. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Two foul shots coming for Chris Smiley. First one, no good. So 44 seconds to play in the game. Christian McClung checks in for Wash High. Will Callen on the floor as well. Braden Wise and Xavier Willis will sit. One of two for Smiley gives him 9 points in the game. A 17-point Elwood City lead. Prexy's opening round frustrations at home continue. Carter for three off the front rim, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Lake. Battle for the loose ball. Callen trying to rip it away. The possession arrow belongs to Elwood City. 25 seconds remaining. The Kreiser. Carter comes up to challenge him. Kreiser dribbles around that. Gets into front court. Double team comes. Reed knocks Kreiser down. Carter comes out of bounds to tap the ball. He's going to be called for that out of bounds play.
Yeah, he never got 2 feet back in and never established himself as an inbound player or touching him.
Kreiser, who went out injured earlier and had returned, now sits probably for the final time. Whitmire to key the inbound play. And at a fast break, get it ahead to Smiley. Lets traffic clear, misses the lay-in. Putback won't go once, twice. A rebound, Elwood City. Tie up in there in the mix. And a held ball. Good job there by Christian McClung. Wolverines missed three cracks at it. And now Reed and Lake having conversation. And Lake going to the foul line like he's shooting or something.
I think there's a misconception among these players of what's happening. It's called a jump ball.
A held ball, yeah. Lake thinks he's shooting. He's going to be washing the ball with 3 seconds to play. Inbound, and that's going to end it. Elwood City comes to town. As has happened with Beaver Falls, with Union, coming from the north here to Wash High Auditorium, and Little Prexies here at home, disappointed. 53-36 Elwood City, a winner. We'll recap it for you when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Freedom Transit connects residents of the Mon Valley to exciting destinations like Hollywood Casino at the Meadows and Tanger Outlets. Ride our County Line B with stops in Monongahela, Finleyville, McMurray, and Washington, where you can access essential human services. Riders 65 and older are eligible for free bus rides, making your commute affordable and accessible. Find the complete County Line B schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Crowd filing out. Elwood City fans happy. Washington fans disappointed. But to be honest, Prexies were barely in this game at the end of one quarter and then outscored 12-4, and those four for Wash-I came in the final minute of the second. Little Prexies were out of it at that point. I mean, down at the break by 14, when you cannot score, you're in trouble.
Yeah, offensive ineptitude was the name of the game for Washington. Could not consistently get anything going offensively. They couldn't make shots. They couldn't convert opportunities near the basket. They were turning it over far too much, especially in the second half, when it seemed at times like they may have opportunities to get a little bit of a run going. They'd throw passes that just would go untouched. They really had no goal with these passes other than to get it out of my hand. So it was a great job by Elwood City defensively, a good game plan, and they took advantage of the Wash-I team that just really was not able to score the basketball.
Wolverine scored the first 4 points, 7 of the first 9 and 10 of the first 14, held a 6-point margin to near the 2-minute mark left in the opening quarter. Little Prexies got to within 4, and that's as close as they were going to get the rest of the night. A Joseph Roth 3-point play made it a 7-point game. Prexies get a foul shot with 30 seconds to go in the first to trail by 6. The Little Prexies wouldn't score for 7.5 minutes into that second quarter. Meanwhile, Elwood City somewhat struggling themselves, but it's not nearly as much a struggle when you already had a 6-point lead and you score the next 9 points and you're up plus 15. You can trade buckets the rest of the way for, as long as you don't just give up quick, fast breaks, you can give up 2 scores for every one you get with that kind of margin, and that's not likely to be the case anyway. So Elwood City led 29-15 at the half, 13-12 in the third, team's trading points, and 11-9 in the fourth. Wash-I never got a run going of any significance. Back-to-back scores in the middle of the third to pull back to within 10, and then a field goal and a couple of foul shots early in the fourth. The only consecutive scores not answered by points of some kind for Elwood City.
Yep. Defensively speaking, Elwood City just locked down Wash-I with that 2-3, and they stuck in it all game, and Prexies had no answer for it. They couldn't hit the shots that they needed to maybe break them out of that defense, and that's what led to the inconsistencies. I mean, that's difficult for a team to go almost a whole game without scoring a consecutive basket.
But that's exactly what the situation was here tonight. Let's check scoring for you. I have Joseph Roth on the night with 18, 13 for Nate Williams. Only players in double digits for Elwood City. So 18 for Roth, 13 for Williams. The rest of the way, Smiley had 9, 7 for Kreiser, and 6 for Lake. All 5 scores with a 6-plus tonight. Elwood City just 11 of 20 at the free throw line. Washington led by DeAndre Daugherty, their only consistent offensive scorer from the floor. Daugherty with a dozen, only player in double figures. Braden Wise finished the game with 8, including 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Vince Johnson with 5, Travis Crutcher and Xavier Willis with 4 apiece, and James Carter finished the game with 3. Washington 5 of 12 at the foul line tonight. Elwood City improves to 16-7, moves on to the next round of the playoffs, and Elwood City will face the winner of the Deer Lakes Stone Rocks game, and that will be on Thursday in the quarterfinals. Washington season ends at 15-8, and another first round home playoff loss for the Little Prexies. Time to name our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want. at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Not every day that you come into a high school basketball game with a chance to see a player eclipse the 2,000 career point mark. We had that chance. We didn't see it happen tonight. Joseph Roth needed 18, Washington or needed 33. Wash, I knew they could not allow Roth to score like that. A really pretty stout defensive effort against Joseph Roth. And, you know, Little Prexy's limited Elwood City to 53 points tonight, but Joseph Roth, there's no question, was the difference in the ball game. He finished with 18 points on the night. I have just five field goals and eight free throws. Eight of 13 at the free throw line for Roth tonight. But, you know, it's a different ball game if Joseph Roth isn't there, and that's what player of the game means. He's the guy that you have to do everything to, and Washington holds him literally to 18 points, but he was our player of the game.
Yeah, excellent performance from Roth. Not his most efficient outing, both from the field or the free throw line. He turned the ball over at times as well, but all in all, he was really you could feel the gravity that he has on the court. You hear that term a lot nowadays in basketball. It seemed like wherever he was, there were one, two, three defenders always with him. He was getting beat around down low. Lots of contact, lots of hard contact. So I think that Joseph Roth definitely deserving of the player of the game.
A couple of other scores have gone final. Share those with you. Bishop Canavan 53, Mapletown 17. Sacco gave us the Manesson girls 65-15 winner over Leechburg. And still awaiting final of the 5A game, Peters Township at home with Kiski. Peters was trailing by 10 at the end of three quarters. And I tell you, a couple of sports boards that I read and write on were all over the Kiski Cavaliers as the 12 seed. And they liked their place in the bracket. And taking it to Peters through three quarters with a three-point lead at that point. It was 43-33. Peters challenged to score through three quarters, but waiting on final score there from Tom Drakely and Mark Uriah. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Freedom Transit. Take the bus and skip the hassle. Log on freedom-transit.org for details. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Day Insurance Agency celebrating 50 years of service. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, another playoff doubleheader on the WJPA Sports Network. Here on WJPA AM, I'll be with Tom Drakely at Hiller Hall as the third-seeded Trinity Hiller girls host Woodland Hills. And then on WJPA FM, Mark Uriah and Jack Sacco will be at Bishop Canavan, where number 12 Bergenstown visits the Crusaders in a 2A boys matchup. Thanks to head coaches Dan Bradley and Ryan Bunning, to Mike Bosnick, John Deegan, and the crew here at Wash High, for Washington studio producer Jacob Knisner, my partner here in the booth, Jack Sacco. I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Your final score, Elwood City 53, Wash High 36. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network. WJPA.